Tamil asylum seeker family will be reunited and allowed to live in community detention in Perth following the intervention of the Immigration Minister. The Muruchappan family were moved from their home in Biloela to Christmas Island 2 years ago before an 11th hour legal challenge stopped them from being deported. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says he's made what he calls a compassionate decision, but has refused to use his ministerial discretion to allow them to settle in Australia.
In making this decision, I'm conscious of the compassionate factors of having children in detention for a prolonged period of time versus ongoing litigation matters, matters before the courts, matters before me as minister that will take some time for us to resolve.
Karina Ford is the lawyer acting for the family and she joins us now. Karina, welcome.
Welcome, Pat.
How are your clients feeling following the decision by the Immigration Minister?
Look, my client's feeling relieved because it means an end of detention at Christmas Island. I just actually saw the most beautiful photo of Nades boarding the plane, which has probably made my day, actually, because, to be honest, it's been, I guess, a roller coaster this last week, and they are feeling happy about being reunited, and it will be reunited, hopefully, at the hospital so that they can all see each other, which is, you know, a positive move.
Nades and his daughter, as you say, are on their way to Perth now. What will their housing situation be in community detention in Perth?
It's, you know, a house provided and there's strict requirements. So there are numerous conditions attached to community detention, including things like you can't work, you must notify if someone stays over. If you were to have a visit somewhere else, you would have to get permission to do so, and that you comply with interviews, etc. And obviously, you know, no criminal conduct, which I don't think is an issue in this case.
Why do you think the minister decided to let them stay in Perth instead of returning them to Biloela?
Look, I did read quite a lot of the releases from the minister today. But then I also have gone back and listened to some of those interviews where he's done, where he's actually still mentioned that the bar lift application is still before him and is still being considered. So I have to hope that this is only a step towards, that it isn't just we're going to deport them and not consider the bar lift. So, and I think that's sort of a more reasonable approach to take, because the reality is, you know, you would hope when a minister is considering their personal power, it's not swayed necessarily just by what's going on in the media. So, I mean, you know, I could be wrong. It might end up that, you know, they are deported. But I do think that it isn't just riding necessarily on a court application, that that ministerial power is still being considered.
Are you... then, you know, the minister's actually used pretty strong language about the fact that this, if they were to, allowed to stay permanently, that it would restart the boat trade. So it seems that they've been quite clear about not giving them permanency.
Well, yes, but he also goes on to say that they haven't, he recognises that the youngest child hasn't had their application for a bar lift assessed. So, noting that the youngest child has never had their claims assessed at all. So, I mean, you know, look, we could read it one way and the other. You know, I like to think that it's good to remain a little bit positive today. But, you know, the battle still goes on.
Mm. The minister is considering, as you say, a fresh submission on behalf of the family. And I spoke to Senator Jane Hume, and we're going to speak to her soon, actually. And she said that it contained fresh information. What fresh information is she referring to?
There's quite a lot of fresh information. There's definitely information relating to the medical condition, particularly mentally, but also physically relating to the children over the last, which has obviously occurred during their period in detention. And the minister has acknowledged that in his press release, which is why he needed more time to consider that section. The other part is the DFAT report for Sri Lanka, which you may be aware last week, might have been the week before, the UK equivalent tribunal held that it was unreliable. Now, we are aware that the department is re-looking at cases or looking at that country information at the department level differently, so not just relying on it as being the sole document to consider. And that's also important because that document was obviously relied upon in relation to their cases.
Can you explain where that legal challenge that could allow the family to stay is up to? Why would, I'm asking a question that I think probably represents how people see it. Why would that, the child who hasn't had their legal case considered yet, how could that shift things when their circumstances are so similar?
Well, they're not similar because, I mean, a lot has changed over the last 3 years, including just the sheer amount of publicity this case has had. I mean, they are probably going to be, if they were deported, the highest profile people we would ever deport from Australia. So that's something to consider, that the change has shifted. There's also the movement in the country information as well. The other thing that maybe isn't so clear in the media as well is that the mother did not go to the AAT for her appeal. In fact, she was. It was around the time Veronica was born that her process went through the IAAA. Now, if the listeners today, the IAAA is just determined on the papers. It's rare to even get an interview where the AAT runs a full hearing in relation to that. And the mother and father's claims are very separate. They didn't actually know each other before they came to Australia, so they're not the same claim.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's, you know, a bit of a difference there.
Yeah, I can understand that. Karina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Karina Ford is the lawyer acting for the family.